The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
A Grand Island man faces several drug-related charges following an investigation by the Erie County Sheriff's Office. According to the Erie County District Attorney's Office, 29-year-old Jay Mudra has been arraigned on charges that could result in a sentence of 20 years in prison. Deputies executed a search warrant last Thursday night after initiating a traffic stop of Mudra's vehicle and found a quantity of suspected cocaine. About an hour later, investigators used another search warrant to gain access to Mudra's residence, where they reportedly found a quantity of suspected cocaine and hallucinogenic mushrooms. Sheriff's deputies were assisted in the case by Homeland Security investigations. An infusion of state dollars will assist upgrades in three Western New York communities. The city of Dunkirk, the winner of the sixth round of the Downtown Revitalization Initiative, will use nearly $10 million from New York State for nine separate projects, including a $2 million expansion of the Dunkirk Marina. The New York Forward Program is funding $4.5 million in projects in the village of Wellsville in Allegheny County, with $1.2 million used to transform a former railroad depot into a new event space. And the village of Lancaster is also getting $4.5 million in New York forward money that will be used for a variety of projects, including the completion of high-impact improvements to the Lancaster Opera House and Town Hall.
This WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Cheektowaga police are continuing their investigation into a Sunday afternoon hit-and-run that left one man dead. Police believe they have located the vehicle that struck 21-year-old Jamario Patterson as he was walking on Union Road near Walton Avenue around 5:30 p.m. Sunday. Patterson was taken to ECMC, where he later died of his injuries. Police say they are still searching for the driver who left the scene of the fatal crash. State officials are using federal grant funding to acquire and expand wildlife management areas across the state, including three tracts in western New York. The Department of Environmental Conservation says a wildlife management area has now been created at the 990-acre Poverty Hill Tract in Cattaraugus County. Two other local wildlife management areas, Clay Pond in Chautauqua County and Tonawanda in Genesee, Niagara counties, have been expanded as well. Officials say the acquisitions are part of the state's 30 by 30 initiative, which looks to conserve 30% of New York's lands and water by the year 2030. And Niagara Falls will be illuminated in red tonight in support of National Travel and Tourism Week. According to Destination Niagara USA, the week highlights the economic benefits tourism brings to communities across the country. One study found travel expenditures in Niagara County totaled nearly $1 billion in 2020, with 23% of the county's workforce in tourism-related occupations.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.